treating the artists like they are a star. We specialize in the ones you haven't heard yet, but many of the artists who have been through the web, everybody knows now. It's that platform that allows for the freedom of expression and the creativity to blossom, and the audience to say, yeah, I want that. So it's always been a little bit more than just a coffee house or a concert series. The artist is magic, and the audience is magic, and the two of them together are just incomparable.
Talk a little bit about the beginnings.
I remember the period of time. I was like 3 or 4. Stephen Powers was running a little coffee house, Orpheus. My mom and dad, Karen and Bill Howard, went to a show and kind of got bit by that bug. The Orpheus closed and Stephen went back to school. And mom and dad basically said, well, what do we do now? And it turned out that there were a few other little starts that started to go on. And then that building became vacant on First Avenue. I think it was a Swedish Episcopalian church and then a Jewish synagogue. And then it became Charlotte's Web in 1972, that 728 First Avenue, that big, huge building that everybody remembers as the Web. And they called up Stephen and said, want to come do it again? And he said, sure, planning to go back to school again. He never went back. And the Charlotte's Web was born. And then a few other people came and went, and, you know, it's just continued to ebb and flow and evolve and provide a beautiful community.
Well, there have been a lot of coffee houses. What put the Web on the map?
We're perfectly located. I mean, you know, Rockford is right between Chicago, Madison, Milwaukee, Des Moines. I mean, you know, we're right, perfect stop for an artist who's going to go into Chicago and do some things. And the 70s was the big, big folk boom in Chicago. And we got to take advantage of that. So we get the Steve Goodmans and Odetta and Buddy Rich and Flying Burrito Brothers. But what it really comes down to, I think, is that the atmosphere was so inviting to the artists and to the audience that that magic intersection that happens between artist and audience happened more often at the Web. I think the professional production really has a lot to do with it, the quality talent, and the attentive audience. The audience would not go to the Web even when they got a liquor license. They didn't go there to drink. It wasn't a meat market. They went there to listen to music. It's always been about listening to music, and our audiences have been the best in the world. The artists will say that. So the Web kind of got a reputation amongst the artists first, and it became the place that the artists wanted to play. Like I mentioned Buddy Rich before, this is one of Mom's stories, is that, you know, after he came down off the stage for his first set, he said, well, why haven't you booked me before? Why is this my first time? So it always became that place, and that's how I think we were partially able to get some of the bigger names, is with that reputation.
So you've actually answered several questions, but if I had rephrased the question to say, to what do you attribute Charlotte's Web success?
The flexibility of the Web, I think, has helped it some to weather some of the economic things. You know, like when we were able to let the building go, even though to a lot of people, if you take away the church, then it's no longer praying to God or something, you know. But I think that it allowed us to weather the storm, the economic storm of the late 80s, by going mobile. We didn't have a building, didn't have a heating bill to pay. And so I think it was a really good move. And then now we're switching again. We've found a home and we're happy there, and we're collaborating, and we're going to make it through this next economic storm and keep the music coming.
Another change that I think has to be talked about is that for a long time, Karen Howard, for many years, she was Charlotte's Web, and now she's not. And this is something that for a lot of organizations can be a problem. How difficult was that for the Web for you?
It's been an interesting transition time. It certainly has. I just finished my third season of being the executive director. So yeah, Mom was executive director or at the helm for 37 years. I did do my first season with the same board of directors that had been with Mom. Mom and I are different. So there were some interesting growing pains with how the board and I related. After that year, we wanted to look for different things. And so after my second season, went in and started with fresh with a new board of directors. People who know about the Web and who have been around the Web forever, but who hadn't necessarily worked with mom as executive director, so we could have a different relationship. You know, we could start off a little differently. And it's been really good. I kind of took on this post with the mission of building it into a post that would be desired by many. So I'm really trying to get it into a position where it is run a little bit more independently, such that though I don't want to leave, I want it to be able to survive without me and my family. I want to make Charlotte's Web solid so that even if my family moves to New Zealand, it will still continue to provide the mecca and the heart that it does to Rockford and the region. Ask me in a few years how I'm doing on it, but meanwhile, the music will continue.
Let's talk about specifically a little bit about the 40th.
We're kicking off on Friday night. We'll be at Kryptonite. Charlotte's Web will be the featured artist in the gallery opening as part of the Elements First Fridays, 40 years of graphic artists. That's another part, you know, of Charlotte's Web. The graphic artists who have been around Charlotte's Web are also incredible. We're going to celebrate them. So you'll have to, you know, check out the art. And then Saturday, we're going to celebrate the music all day. And the lineup on Saturday is just, I can't believe the outpouring from these artists. I send out an invitation to every artist that's ever been on the stage of Charlotte's Web over the past 40 years, to whom I have an address, you know, or an email address. I mean, of course, I've probably have missed a few. And then they responded, and they're all donating their time. This is a benefit for Charlotte's Web, because I think the artists appreciate what we do and what we stand for. It's amazing to me. This is like favorite time to be who I am, is going around talking to people about Charlotte's Web and do they have anything they want to give. Everybody does. Everybody has a happy memory of the web, and that's just really a fantastic thing.